I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next with Ali Burlow. And this week, Ali talks about the return of a commercial cranberry bog on Martha's Vineyard.
Inside this refurbished barn, it's like a Vermeer painting. It's home to the only organic commercial cranberry bog in the vineyard, and two women are bundled up in the low, cold sunlight coming in through a window. I visited back in November, where the women sitting at a desk were doing their handiwork.
We're sorting the cranberries from rotten, seconds, and primary to go to market. My name's Annette Anthony. I help Vineyard Open Land Foundation distribute and market cranberries every year for the last 4 years.
The Vineyard Open Land Foundation is the nonprofit that's been revitalizing this commercial cranberry bog in Vineyard Haven. By all accounts, bogs, usually located in kettle holes, were once a common sight around the vineyard. This one was built in the 1880s, but by the 1970s, it was abandoned and turned into a campground. Here's Eric Peters, the chairman of the board.
We've really restored the ecosystem that was here that's an agricultural ecosystem. It is cranberries, but we've also been doing it organically.
They only use organic fertilizers and no pesticides. The nonprofit started replanting this cranberry bog in 2004. It's been a long process, and one that really did take a village.
The gentleman who helped us with this bog since we replanted it unfortunately passed away this fall in a motorcycle accident. And he and his wife, his late wife, had the first organic commercial cranberry bog in the United States near Plymouth.
That would be Robert Keyes of Cranberry Hill Organic Farm.
And he's the one who's come down here and helped us replant this bog, deal with the vegetation and managing it. And then he was coming and doing the cranberries harvesting with his machine. And then when he passed away, we found another gentleman on the Cape who came over with his helpers and did the harvesting themselves. And then some of the people that used to come with Bob Keyes to do the sorting here have been back here 4 times for several days in a row doing massive amounts of sorting.
The heirloom variety they grow, called Early Blacks, also came from Robert Keyes. Here's Carol McGee. She's the executive director of the Vineyard Open Land Foundation.
And it had been anticipated in the beginning of this that a half an acre would produce 2,000 pounds of cranberries, and we have now achieved that for the past 3 years. So we expect it will continue, the bog will continue to produce that many cranberries. So we're very happy.
That's literally a ton of local, organically certified, high in vitamin C Massachusetts fruit, grown with minimal inputs on only half an acre. Here's Eric Peters again.
We dry harvest, so when you see those bogs flooded in the fall or you see ads on television, when they wet harvest a bog, they're using them for juice berries.
Their premium berries are only sold whole and fresh. Carol explains how they flood the bog to manage insects.
April 15th to May 15th, which is the time that that will prevent the black-headed fireworm eggs from hatching. They hatch, then the larvae drown. So it's very good. It's an old cultural cranberry bog kind of procedure, the flooding.
Back in the barn, Annette Anthony and Sally Hamilton are doing the final sorting. And they've got their own opinions about how to eat cranberries.
I don't eat them raw, but everyone else here does. This looks like a good one.
They say the best cranberries make a hollow sound if you bite into them just right.
There. I did get it there.
I picked it.
Good.
I know my berries.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You know, cranberries freeze really well. You can keep a bag in the freezer for baking or smoothies. We have a couple of recipes and some photos right on our website. Oh, and if you have any favorite cranberry recipes, give us a call on our listener line or get in touch with us right online, capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.